Hello, 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 my friend.
All right, how y'all doing?
Good morning to you, Kohi. Santa Cheese, sorry about your lump of coal. Unless that's what you wanted. Hikari says he's drunk. I'm hoping that you're not like in the American time zone because it is a little early to be drunk. Yeah, I am a bit under the weather, Ymir. Ymir, however you say it. I'm getting over something now. Brisk wants me to let you guys know that he did have a funny joke in Ilum. So he has reached his quota of one funny joke a year. Just nipped it in there.
He actually did a really good one too.
Cazador said it is past 8 a.m., so it is not too early. Kazan, I think Jameson is probably like the most versatile, best overall bottle of scotch you can grab if you're not going something like or I should say whiskey. You can get if you're not looking for to go with some really really fancy.
Right, I agree with that actually. I have it for a different reason, and I found it in the garage, so it's probably like a year old now. But it's
It can't
alcohol,
go
right?
bad, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
You are 100% correct. Jameson goes with everything. And
Yeah.
it's acceptable to mix.
Put it in the freezer, Kaz, then it's ice cold and still burns at the same time. It's pretty awesome.
Brothene, congratulations on getting your 5 million isk. Kazanir's voice makes me think of bacon. I think Froy would have a lot to say about that. I don't understand why, but that's interesting.
I love Iceberg's comment on Scotch here. Lafroig or die, whiskey tastes best when it can be confused with a house fire.
Dude, I'm a fan of
Well, I'm
Tony
a
Bacon.
Lagavulin fan.
Moab, Fisher Island. Interesting question. Yeah, I'd say Fisher Island.
If I wanted to taste dirt, I have a silverware drawer in a backyard.
I'm gonna say something, controversial yet so brave. I don't like beer, and I never have. I just don't enjoy beer in any way. Yeah. Getting this always gets the people going.
We can definitely say rest in peace to Bashi.
Yep.
I am still laughing.
All right. Let me get into the holiday final fireside. So just to remind you guys, there will be no fireside next week. Our directors have the weekend off as far as no meetings, anything like that. So people can enjoy the holidays. The final side, I like that tie on. That's good. All right, let me go ahead and tell you guys what we got on the agenda. Then I'll take your questions. Then we'll give some holiday wishes, and then we'll be done. Let's see. So no move ops for the rest of the year. That is part of our break. They'll go back on the calendar once they resume. Probably in the middle of January is when the move ops will resume. We do have our first Locust fleet, and I believe the first one is January 10th. So it's a little, yeah, thank you. That's a little later. The reason we did that is because the January 3rd, I believe, is the first one that we could have done, and we were thinking a lot of people would be out of town, drunk, hungover, that kind of thing. So Locust Fleet is going back to the old Locust Fleet, and I will explain what it is for you if you're a Dinan Hamu. Basically, this is where for 1 weekend we will go and we will just hoover up all the rocks, and that will put like every mining ship. We're moving Beehive in that area. Basically, all of our crabbing will go to this one area. So if and it'll be very nice moons popping, right? So you're going to be able to a lot of money, in 1 weekend. So that'll be January 10th, and then the next one will be February 7th. So and then basically every month after that we'll be doing it once a month. That would be the Locust Fleet. So we're going back to the old Locust where we actually are like locusts. There will be boost if you're not if you don't have like a Rourke. So if you don't normally mine because you don't have a whole crew, but you want to do it for this weekend, a lot of people will end up doing that. Secret Santa. We had more Secret Santa signups for the main one than ever before. We had an immense amount of Secret Santa signups, and a bunch of people are participating. If you need help with anything in Secret Santa, including if you want some advice on what to get someone, there are elves to help you. And all right, I played the game where I tried to unmute myself while it's moving. Yeah,
that's always a nice game.
Mumble boy upset about ashes. And
search for your name.
Jackson, no, it went down for me. Like I could tell it was down. I didn't keep rambling on. Anyway, yeah. Secret_Santa on Jabber. If you need help coming up with a gift, there are elves there who help you. If a person didn't make a post or you just want some advice, you can go there as well. And if you have deadbeats, you can go there as well. If you have a deadbeat, that is okay. We will take care of you. Please remember, give people a couple days after Christmas at least before you deadbeat them. I believe personally that gifts should be delivered on Christmas Day, so I will be giving mine on Christmas Day, for instance. But yes, secret_Santa on Jabber. And then, let's see, we've got fleets on Christmas and New Year's Day. Those are being run by Ranger Gamma. So there's a chance to, did you really write this, Ranger? I'm not going to read this. All right, I'll read it. This is a chance to hang out if you want to chillax with your fellow nerds.
You said you would read anything that was put into the channel verbatim.
I did.
But yeah, guys, that's just a chance if you need to get away from the family or just want to hang around with your space nerds. We'll do that. We'll just be on comms, having a good time, chatting it up, throwing snowballs at each other, and then do the same thing on New Year's.
All right, and on a more serious note, you know, guys, I am one of those people who has a lot of holiday cheer and have a great time during the holidays. But for some people, it can be a really lonely and you know, sad time for them. So, you know, be kind to your fellow goon, be kind to your fellow Imperium mates. If you can be around, if you are one of those people who you're feeling lonely on the holidays, we are all here to hang out with you, to spend time with you. You know, find these people. They're here. I know Merkel Chum was talking about how he'll be doing a stream. And just there's plenty of places to hang out and be with your fellow nerds. So we want you to have a happy holidays. And if you see someone who's looking a little lonesome, some time with them. I like that. All right. I got some for a few questions, and then we'll say Merry Christmas to y'all. Go ahead and throw questions in there. Will Delve 911 be available over the holidays? Yes, it will. The Salient is working on Christmas Day. All right. Sorry, brother. When are we going to ban PI? Oh, that's spicy. No plans right now, but you know, anything could happen, I guess.
Heresy.
Will we get a Fortizar in each ice system we own? I need to park a Rourke somewhere. So I think probably eventually it'll happen, but it's not high on our priority list right this moment. When a Nit goes neutral, do we shoot? So I said this before. I don't want to like actively hunt them, but if they're shooting you, you know, we're not like saying don't shoot them. We're just saying, you know, don't go actively after them.
You need to calm down a little bit, Asher. You sounded a little panicky there.
Thank you. Yeah, I should probably give some context. I should give some context to that for people who don't get the spy relay. A couple weeks ago, I think it was, when I got asked the same question and basically said the same thing. Gobbin sent out like a ping saying, listen to Asher's panicked answer when someone asks about initiative, and which interesting spin mastering, but then he included a recording, which was the surprising part to me, and in which I'm very much not panicked. I just sound like I normally do. So we've been much making fun of him about what he thinks is panicking the whole time, my panicked answer. So that's why I sounded so panicked there as well. But that was, we were talking about it afterwards. We're like, if you're going to spin master and say, you know, he was really panicked, why would you include the recording that immediately proves you wrong? Like, we didn't understand what the thought process was. Like, if you're going to lie to people, don't give them the evidence. But, you know, it made it for us, you know, have a laugh for us. So it's good. All right. More questions.
Asher, do you want me to blow your mind real quick?
Sure.
When you log on to Mumble, you can Control F, search your name, and unmute.
Someone's
that
told
way.
Me this before. I've heard this before, Beyond, and I just forget it when it actually happens.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Darth, I think that's the answer. I think that most people won't actually click it, and so you can just say whatever you want, and it sounds like, you know, you're backing it up, because like Reddit, people don't read the articles, they just read the headline. Internet Knight says, Asher, when was the last time you took time to do some crabs? I think I crabbed about a week ago. Can we still an Internet ESS if we fill them in there? Yeah, like, there's no, like, resetting. There's no particular rules. I would just encourage you guys not to go and look for them. But there's no, Is there a time frame for Moons being open for AltCorp Athenors? I thought that was very soon. I don't know if Finance Nerd can answer that question specifically. Yeah, Teriel, that is correct. All right, so Casimir says we'll have an ASAP. By the way, guys, this is essentially the last week you can get any kind of, you know, low blows about my college football team not making the playoffs. So if you're saving up any of those, you want to throw them out there now. This is the time, because it'll be too late. It'll be too late in a couple weeks.
Until next year.
Brisk dunked him pretty hard in Ilum, so
yeah. I don't really care that much about the Finns there, Lord Jason. I mean, I'm a fan, but if you want to get me on the Hurricanes. Yeah, Ymir, do I have a college football team? I went to University of Miami, and I'm a pretty big fan of them. I'm watching the playoffs on the second monitor while we do the meetings and while I do the fireside. Terry, you've been saying the Brisk and Mike thing like three times. I feel like there's some sort of meme you're trying to push here, but I'm not on board or in on it. Yeah, SMU is looking real shook right now, Vog. But Brisk Mike is always good, so I don't know why. Is this like the Asher you're not talking thing? Am I just totally ruining it? I don't know. Nah, it's bad. Okay. That makes sense, Lucasti. History with Asher update. What was history with Asher? We were gonna do. Oh, you're talking about the Eve history one that I worked on. Didn't I tell you? Yeah, yeah. The hard drive with the script died. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. I haven't really worked on it since then. Can we get an update on the hard drive situation? I've not got a new one. I have not reinstalled the games that were on that hard drive, like Baldur's Gate. I don't know if I have my saves or not. Maybe Steam saved them. I don't know. We'll see. What are the isogen anomalies coming back? Asked Calvin. So I don't get plans on isogen because there are other minerals that are more important.
Is there not like one of the anomalies that has like a secondary or shitload of isogen in it?
That is my understanding. Cydrine. Someone that's smarter can comment on why it's arranged the way it is, but that's what I heard from the smart people.
Yeah, so basically what happened is like CCP reduced the isogen in like battleships and some other things. And like the mineral landscape is weird right now. But the most expensive thing tends to be Megasite, and then we also have the Zydrine Anoms, which also give isogen. But yeah, we're shifting those around to match what the market is missing. It's a balance of what the market is missing and what sites are like good money to mine. Because sure, we're missing like pyrite, but we put in a bunch of pyrite upgrades as that crunch started happening, and nobody mined them, so we took them out. Now they're getting mined again.
All right, that's a pretty comprehensive answer. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, Sniper, but when the R4s come online, we should be getting some minerals from that too, right?
That'll help a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But largely, it's just that, like, we get to pick what we mine, so now there's no more, like, you know, there's no more Bistot shit.
There's no more incidental, right, yeah. That makes sense, yeah. What is the best app to use to manage manufacturing and science slots? Ask Internet Knight. I am not the person to answer this, but I'm sure someone can tell you.
Spreadsheet.
Where can we find Mercoxit? Most of the systems are out of the belt. Isn't that a major problem right now? Murkoxid.
Yes. Yeah, so there's not like a Merc upgrade. There's apparently some Merc site, and then there's some in the, like when you get the mining escalation, there'll be some in that as well. But yeah, it's definitely, that is part of the problem as well.
Kazanir says, Merc sites can randomly spawn in any system which has a major mining upgrade. Otherwise, get to Pachman and the escalations. Except if you've got a mining escalation, I'm interested. How many of you guys have got a mining escalation so far? Not a ton of X's. Interesting. Okay. Our Corp has gotten many of them. Corp has gotten 3. How do you say your name? Leon Tinka Valentine has gotten 4 of them. Durin's, then 57 Anoms, not a single one. Are you counting how many Anoms you're doing, Durin? How do you know this information? Some of you guys are giant nerds. I just want to say this. Speaking as a giant nerd, the fact that you guys track this stuff is beyond me. A fucking course recount, says Sharp. Yeah, no, I know I'm a nerd. That's what I'm saying. So when I say that you're a nerd, like a big nerd, it really means something. Like if I have some sort of Chad Thundercock doing squats and calling you a nerd, well, that's not really, you know, the same thing, is it? Although squats are a great workout, guys. What is my favorite MTG color combination? Orzhov, blue and white. I like control. Let me ask you guys. Let's get an X up. X if you work out 0 times a week. All right. Okay. This is good information. I'm not going to judge you immediately. Throw a Y if you work out 2 or more times a week. Yeah, did I say Orzhov, Marahashi? I think I did. I meant Azorius, yeah. Why aren't you nerds dead? All right. Might be time to pimp Swole Swarm a little bit. Hey, a salient. Like, looking at some of these X's, at least once a week is better than nothing. This in Imperium Leader gets Magic the Gathering color combination wrong once. Kazavop says, I got Christmas plans. Yeah, just hanging out with the family. Gonna make some ham, some mashed potatoes, some corn. You know how it goes. Open some gifts. I have participated in Secret Santa. I do not know if I've got any gifts. If you are a person who's giving to me, please give me on December 25th. When do you open gifts? Usually 25th in the afternoon. By the way, let me give you guys an exhortation. If you got older relatives, please give them a call on Christmas or their holidays that you sort. It's really important to them. We're going to have this is the wholesome fireside. Please call your relatives. Makes them really happy. God, oh, you're one of these 24th Christmas gift people. Come on. Grow up. How am I old, Rachel? What confirms that? What if relatives are awful? I mean, I don't know how awful they are. If they're just annoying, Joshua, you got to deal with it. Most relatives can be annoying, but you should call them anyway. Some people, like a salient, are the old relative. Please give him a call. Oh yeah, Crane, that's a good point. Who, you know, X of you have a Christmas birthday or like a Boxing Day or New Year's or Christmas Day. Like a couple unlucky people. Have I seen Moana 2 yet? I have not seen Moana 2. Did you guys end up seeing Gladiator? Did you like it? I was somewhat disappointed by it, to be honest. And I really love Ridley Scott too, and Gladiator's one of my favorite movies, and I found the movie itself pretty disappointing.
I heard a lot of people were not really excited about it, so
I think maybe if you go in there with lower expectations, it'll be good. Christopher Nolan said it was his favorite movie of the year, which was interesting to me because I think Christopher Nolan's a very good director, so he really liked it, which I did not see it, but you know, there you go. No spoilers? We're not giving out any spoilers. Deadpool and Wolverine. Deathpool, says Moab. I think it's Deadpool, but Deadpool and Wolverine was better. Yes, was better. Grape-sized nuts? great name, by the way. You watch Joker 2 voluntarily?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really disappointed because, like, the first Joaquin Phoenix Joker was fantastic.
You know what it is, Sniper? It's what happens when you hate your audience. That's clearly what happened. He did not like that people enjoyed Joker on its own terms rather than the terms that he wanted. And so it was literally a fuck you to his audience. Yeah. Spite is the worst motivator for creativity. That's a great line, Darth Killeth. Asher, what's your favorite cartoon? As you know, I'm a big anime fan, so all of them. Oh, yeah. Did you guys watch the Superman teaser trailer? It looks really good. Oh, shit. I did declare anime is no longer cartoons. Damn it.
Rip.
Damn. Yeah. Hoist on my own petard. Anyway, the new Superman, if you haven't seen the teaser trailer yet, go watch it. It looks pretty darn good. Like, it's like an actual comic book movie, not like a gritty reboot in the future. Speaking of disappointing, let us not talk about card thematic. Oh my goodness. I got baited. I didn't watch it because I knew it would be terrible. Picard, I'm talking about. And then my friend, who is not a Star Trek fan, said, oh, you really should watch it. It actually was very good. And then I watched it, and it was terrible, like I expected. And I told my friend, he goes, oh, dude, I was high as fuck when I said that. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
Maybe because he didn't watch Star Trek before, he didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, maybe. Emp, we don't get rid of a friend for making a bad recommendation. You were hoisted on your own, Picard. Good job there, Seema. Dabzy's shouting me out. Asher told me he doesn't like Carl Sagan. Yeah, I just don't have a big Carl Sagan nerd boner like some people do.
And then Neil deGrasse Tyson, then.
No. I mean, I'm definitely not. I don't have that poor of taste. Terriel, I did see your presentation on why Lord of the Rings is a Christmas movie, and I liked it. I shared it with someone else. Rose says, Asher Elias, do you like memes? Sure, sometimes. Funny. Lucas, they like that. Neil deGrasse Titan. I am Neil deGrasse Titan. That's good. Someone should do Neil deGrasse Titan as their pilot name if they're rolling up a new Titan pilot.
I would be shocked if that doesn't already exist.
Probably. Yeah, but Titan, you know. I am Titan, but Neil deGrasse Titan.
Oh, yeah.
Both
yeah,
okay. exist.
Wow, okay. Sephiroth says, people having an opinion on Carl Sagan are doxing themselves as being super old. What's next, Joseph Campbell? I don't know who Joseph Campbell is, so I believe you. Ever played Space Quest? I don't know what it is. I have not. How much money have Incursions lost the Alliance this month? So I don't think Incursions loses money anymore at all. I believe it's totally self-funded at this point. But we used to pay for them. Sounds like you're upset about that, Anoop. Dude, Sequest, that is a throwback, Jabez. The Talking Dolphin, 10 of 10. That's probably a show you should not go back and watch. I almost guarantee you that it is terrible. But I have fond memories of when I was a youth, a very young child, enjoying the hell out of that show.
Flipper.
Flipper, yes.
That's the Talking Dolphin.
Well done. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Flipper was the Talking Dolphin.
Nice. We can write it down that Apple got one pop culture reference this year.
But it wasn't even correct, though. We were talking about Sequest, which was not Flipper.
No, but he said Sequest and then Talking Dolphin. Like,
because there was... Well, you got to know, Apple, this is really important. They had trained dolphins on the Sequest DSV. They had a pool, and the dolphins had, like, little attachments on their head, and they could, like, psychically talk to people on the Sequest DSV.
Probably Sequest was not in a country watchable because not all the shows from those days. We didn't have streaming those days that we could watch everything that was there.
I'm unlocking some core memory for some people here. The new Battlestar Galactica. By the way, Richard Dimas, this is how you know you're old, because the new Battlestar Galactica is 20 years old. There are literally goons at this fireside that are younger than the new Battlestar Galactica.
No, you just made everyone 20, feel it feels so old. Yes, it is.
Oh god.
Fuck. Thanks for that, Drew. I really needed that today. Thank you.
Kessler, I could not talk about this on the fireside, the woman who did LSD and had romantic relations with a dolphin. But if you guys want to read a weird story, let's see. How would you Google this? I think it's what you should type
Don't
in.
Don't Google that.
Open it up in private. Open up a private browser tab and Google search.
Maybe
dolphin,
cover up your VPN first.
Yeah. Doctor who jerked off dolphins. And just hit enter and see where that takes you.
Please don't do that at your work computer.
Just want to point out that the term vintage applies to anything that is exactly 20 years old or older.
Mm.
So Battlestar Galactica is a vintage TV show now.
By the way, that I did rewatch recently. That series still holds up. You just watch the first 2.5 seasons and then you're done with it. Is My Chemical Romance classic rocks?
Vintage rock.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. What were they, like 2007 was when that came out? So that's pretty close to it, yeah. It is really weird to me seeing, like, the youths wearing, like, Nirvana t-shirts. I feel like this must be, like, how my parents felt when we wore, like, a Pink Floyd t-shirt, because we had just discovered Pink Floyd.
Can't wait till Skrillex is classical music.
Man. Is Fall Out Boy vintage? I would say yes, definitely. I know this is a controversial opinion. I miss dubstep. Dubstep was pretty good. Eve is a vintage video game. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Base Hunter playing Eve.
Oh, yeah. Base Hunter was a goon for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
That's funny. It'd be interesting to see who the most famous goon ever was. You know, who is that? Like, I guarantee you there's someone out there who we don't know about. There was always that rumor that Henry Cavill played Eve.
There's an ex-goon who is very popular, and
yeah,
he's a poster on politics Twitter. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Scott Manley, which
Brisk
definitely
is
counts.
Still in goons.
Scott Manley might be the most well-known. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, Scott Manley was a goon. Yep. I mean, I imagine Base Hunter would qualify. He's probably, of all the people I said, like, probably the person that the most people in the world would know that person's name, probably.
Right, and implicitly Hunter. We're talking about people who are famous in some other way than because of Eve, right? Yeah,
yeah,
there are a few.
Famous.
Yeah, if you don't know who Scott Manley is, yeah, he does, like, mostly space videos. He's a YouTuber, done quite well. Micromancer, that's a great answer.
Pirate software,
bro.
Fuck that guy
was not a goon. And by the way, like, I can't take anything that guy says seriously after seeing his videos on Eve, man. Like, everything he says is inaccurate and wrong, and seems like he's just lying. So I'm just going to presume that that's true about every other video that he does.
I couldn't take him seriously after his diplomatic history in the Imperium.
Yeah, I know. But like. Not everyone has access to that, but everyone can see his videos about Eve and just see what nonsense they are.
And he's like way too sure, arrogant, or like that feel about himself, like that. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh man, that just puts me off.
People who run alliances play the game less. That is true, Sephiroth. You don't have you have less time to actually play the game because you have to do other stuff. New Year's resolution, run more fleets? No. I mean, that's the thing, is like, you just don't have time to, Kaz. What do you say, Apple?
I was saying, like, a few days ago, I ran a Sopka fleet for the first time since ages.
Oh, nice.
People had to get used to my FC type again, because they were not used to quiet comms.
Beyond, do you need help there, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unlikely, Myron, that I get a promotion. End of the year, shout out to the leadership, just everyone who runs this show. They put in a lot of time so that you guys can have fun, and I think that a lot of it is not seen. But I will say that a tremendous amount of work goes into having this alliance run smoothly, and everyone here is dedicated to making sure that you, the person attending this and listening to this, have a good time, and it makes it as easy and enjoyable as possible. So I just want to say thanks to them. They are the reason that we are able to do this. So thank you to everyone who's putting in the time volunteering to make this a fun game for every goon, every person in the Imperium. Appreciate that. And yeah, that's an update. Dawn is getting better. She was at the meeting today. Sounded pretty good. Kessler says, thanks for doing the move. Holy fuck, what a huge improvement. G-Saw smashed it out of the park. Also, thanks for me for the Jez. Yeah, I think the move has gone better than just about anyone expected. I was on the Merkletrend stream last night, and Merk and Brisk were both talking about how, you know, it went really well, and they were definitely the biggest doubting Thomases as far as the move before it happened. So it was good to hear.
Any issues with the Mucky Dragon dual citizen video? Our enemies have.
Terry says, are you aware that Supernatural started almost 20 years ago? I don't know what Supernatural is, so I'm not aware of it. Sorry. Oh, is that like a CW show, right?
I was just gonna say.
Yeah. I never watched it, but I saw a commercial for it once. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun hanging out. I just want to say Merry Christmas to y'all. Happy New Year. We will see you at the start of next year. I want you guys to have a lovely time. It's been an excellent year for me, and I've had a lot of time hanging out and being your leader. And I will see you all next year.